You know what iatrogenic means? Iatrogenic. Come on, come on, come on. Those of you who say, oh, I could do this show, go ahead. What does iatrogenic mean? That's right. You would struggle on this because this would be a $300 question on Jeopardy, and you know it. It means doctor caused. All right? Now, it's most commonly known in medical circles. You hear reports about misprescriptions, accidents in hospitals, stuff that is the human element, if you will, most of the time anyway. Something very similar occurs in therapy, in psychology. People who go to see a professional, as they see it anyway, want guidance or advice or want to tap into some kind of expertise or knowledge for helping them live their lives better. The problem we shrinks have to deal with is that we're afforded by many people a certain status. They believe what we say. They think that somehow we have a third eye or a third ear that can home in on, notice I didn't say hone in on, home in on, the problem, the dynamics, the struggle. And oftentimes what we offer, the patient didn't think of. If I say something like, well, I think part of the reason that you take what your husband says so personally is that you're dealing with the insecurity that you developed in your first relationship. Now, that may be accurate. It might not be. Therapists can say a lot of things that miss the mark. They're not on target at all. They're bad interpretations. I get an awful lot of folks coming into my office who have been in previous therapy and who have said things that their therapists have told them that these folks just did not agree with at all. And sometimes the therapists were right on, and sometimes the therapists, in my opinion, missed it badly. We have to watch. I have to watch in whatever setting I'm in. What I say, because the mere fact that I say it could convince somebody that it's true. After all, I'm supposed to know, you know, I'm the professional, I'm the therapist, I'm the psychologist. So therefore, what I say is oftentimes given weight. It's given status. It could be totally off target or partially off target. Nevertheless, I have to exert a little more caution in my observations, in my interpretations. Let me give you a classic example of this. 20, 30 years ago, making the rounds of the media, and to some degree, the profession, was something called repressed memory syndrome. Does that ring a bell with any of you, or have you forgotten it? Repressed memory syndrome basically, and I saw the article first time in Reader's Digest. Talk about mainstream publication, huh? 30 million circulation. Repressed memory syndrome referred to those situations where folks suddenly recovered in therapy the memory that someone had abused them, most often sexually, sometimes in abhorrent ways. Well, obviously I'm being redundant there, but in very distressing situations, and oftentimes by someone very close to them. I got a call from a dad once. Dad was in tears. He was messed up. His daughter recovered, his now grown daughter, recovered in therapy that in fact she had repressed, that he had did this awful, terrible, ugly stuff to her, and he was just, the therapist said, you can't have anything more to do with your father. And the dad was crushed. I think everything in me said this guy was honest and legitimate and truly distressed. Well, what they found as repressed memory syndrome gained momentum was that a relatively very small handful of therapists were accounting for most of it. That's right. They were a factor in many of these clients' sudden revelation that all this happened. And in fact, it didn't happen. but the ideas were subtly planted because the therapists were looking for it. The therapists were hypersensitive to anything that might indicate this could have happened. So what happened was, you've got this professional basically telling you, guiding you, maybe legitimately, nevertheless mistakenly, that this happened to you. And of course, since it was repressed, you didn't remember it until the therapist suggested that your symptom pattern, kind of resembled symptom patterns of somebody who was sexually molested, but they can't remember it. Fortunately, we got a grip on this, and we kept it from becoming a tragic epidemic of iatrogenic effect, doctor-caused. The lesson? We shrink types have to really be careful. What we offer, what we say, interpretations we make. Because whether we're accurate or whether we're not, we can implant it in someone.